Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Kevin. If you don't mind, if we could just, before we talk about the draft, if we could start about Dominic Cahoon. Is he still, even though you didn't qualify him, is he still a guy that you would like to get signed before unrestricted free agency starts, and will negotiations continue with him? And is arbitration maybe the main thing that you're worried about with him?
Yeah, Paul. We've continued to have dialogue with his agent and made it clear that we'd like to continue that those conversations going over the next couple of days. And so hopefully we get to a deal that works. I think he understands that we believe in him as a player. And it was just a position where we weren't able to get to a spot where we both felt comfortable, but we're going to continue talking.
Hey, Kevin, just to follow up, I spoke with the agent today and he did say they're interested in having, you know, following up discussions tomorrow, and that arbitration seemed to be the sticking point. I'm not saying that the Sabres are the only team that this has happened to, as we see Anthony Duclair wasn't qualified either, but how difficult is that decision that you have to make now, given a flat cap, and how difficult was it for you to reach that decision?
Yeah, well, I think when it comes to players, I may have touched on it yesterday or the day before with you guys, that, you know, as you have conversations, you're always respectful of where players are in their career and CBA and rights that they have. And so that is a piece of the puzzle that we've been having conversations around with Dominic's agent. You know, I do think it's interesting this off season where the league is at it. You know, we want to make sure we're giving ourselves the flexibility, because you may see a lot of players on the market based on just the situation. So I think that's part of our thought process too. Let's make sure we're being flexible, and we're being giving ourselves a chance to, you know, kind of see what's out there as we go into Friday.
Hi, Kevin. Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Brandon Montour obviously was on the list of players that you did give a qualifying offer to. He's a guy that earlier in this offseason, there was a rumor out there that you guys might not qualify him. You know, is he in your plans for next season, given your blue line is still unbalanced? You got too many guys on the right side. You know, I know that you retained his rights, but is he somebody that you plan to have on the roster at the start of next season?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said this before when Brandon was brought up. We like him a lot. I think he's a very good defenseman. He can play both left and right, even though he's a right shot. Made it clear that he's someone that the coaching staff really felt took a step last year as the season went on. Those are conversations we've had a few already, but that we'll maintain. But we believe in Brandon and think he's a good player, and look forward to getting him under contract.
Hi, Kevin. It's Bill Hoppe. I guess I'll be the first to ask about the draft. What can you just tell us about the day in general and moving up to grab JJ? I think a lot of people had him as a first rounder. Did you guys have him a first rounder, and just why did you make that move?
Yeah, we felt very strongly that JJ is a player, the type of player that we're looking to put in build in this organization. High compete, high pace, real good athlete, good skater. He's obviously played in the DEL, which is, you know, a men's league, the highest league in Germany, last season as a 17-year-old. And then when you'd see his World Junior games, he did a very, very nice job in that tournament when he played against his own age or even guys a little bit older. So as we evaluated him, just felt that he was a type of player that we would really like to have. When we were able to kind of have conversations this morning and late last night, we were hoping that if we were able to move up, that was the guy we wanted to get. So we did have him in a spot on our list that was much higher than that. We're excited about
it. Hi, Kevin. John Vogel. Your first draft will go down as one of the longer ones. What was it like for you guys today?
Oh, what do you mean? It was long for you guys? What do you mean? Come on. It was great. I mean, this has been I told you guys, I think yesterday, that I've really enjoyed this process from start to finish, meaning back in June when we first started having conversations, when I came into this role and looking at how we were going to do things and talking to our scouting staff to where we are right now. I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed every step of it, from, you know, how we were going to put the metrics around our, you know, analyzing players and the criteria that we were going to look for players to meet, and then how you would then take those players and then go from there. It's just been a really, I've learned a lot. I've enjoyed it. I will tell you, our scouts have worked extremely hard. We've challenged them. They've gone above and beyond. I'm really proud of the work that Jeremiah Crow and Jason Nightingale have done, and all our scouts. So I've enjoyed it. I know you said it was long. It was, mentally you're really, you're challenged because you're having conversations, even though you're not drafting maybe for a while today. We went quite a long time between picks, but you're on the phone constantly and you're having conversations of what you may do, and you're preparing, because if we made a move and you got a pick, then you have to be ready. So I think I'll sleep well tonight, but yeah, it was great. I've really enjoyed it.
Kevin, Mike Harrington here. We have to go back for a second on Cahoon. You just gave Tage Thompson 3 years off what most people would say is hope. If to give yourself flexibility, if you go into free agency, it's going to cost you ostensibly much more to replace Cahoon than largely what he's probably talking. Like, what's the difference in the thought process there? It doesn't seem like you have a lot of belief in Cahoon like you do in a guy like Thompson, who we haven't seen much from.
No, I don't think that's right. Mike, I think I said we like Dominic as a player. We think that if he gets under contract with us, we'll be excited, and we think we'd get a good player. I guess when it comes, you're talking about Tage, we see a player that really, to me, is physically matured and got himself into a position where we believe he's ready to take the next step in his career. Clearly, with the contract that we gave him, we felt like that. So I don't think you really can compare the two. They're totally different situations. Excited to get Tage, but really think that he's going to be a good player for us. And you know, I guess to some extent, we're going to find out what the market looks like on Friday. You know, it's really a unique time, so it's hard to say exactly what certain players that maybe what they would have commanded before, what they're going to get now. I think everyone's in the same boat. We'll see what happens. So I want to make sure that we're giving ourselves the ability to be flexible and to put this roster together. We're looking to improve regardless of the players we're talking about, whether it's a Dominic Cahoon that we've had or someone else. We're trying to think, okay, how does this help our team get better? And that's why we're making certain decisions.
Hey, Kevin. Michael Pakla from HockeyBuzz.com. In the Sabres draft history, they've gone wing 1-2, by my count, 8 times. 4 of those times was during when a guy named Gilbert Perreault played for the team. it seems to me you must be fairly happy with what's going on in the center position. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, it's a unique question. I think that when I look at the draft, you're certainly looking at what positions guys play, obviously, but you're trying to think about what are they going to be down the road? What are they going to look like as a Saber? And then the last part of that is, okay, well, who else is on your roster? Because, you know, as you guys know, when you're drafting these guys at this age, some might be ready to play tomorrow. Some might be ready to play in 4 years, you know? So you're not just, you're kind of balance it all as you put it together. So, you know, obviously Dylan Cousins was last year's first round pick. The path he's been on is something that we're very excited about. And we plan to see him in the middle, whether it's now or it's down the road. He's a guy that, you know, obviously was drafted as a center and that's where we see him, but we'll see how long that takes. So we traded for Eric Staal, and, you know, part of that was to give us some stability up the middle, to give us another top center that can play with or behind Jack in our lineup, to not just for matchups, but also the experience. And he's used to playing top minutes. So that was important as well. But, you know, the winger center D thing in the draft, you're really focused on the best player you can possibly take. And then what is their trajectory and upside that you project them to be in the National Hockey League?
Hey, Kevin, Greg Borst from Spectrum News. You kind of answered my question there with that last little bit, but for you, only 5 picks. Kind of what are your overall thoughts on your first draft and this group that you were able to bring in here in the 2020 process?
Yeah. You know, you were jealous to some extent as you're at the draft table of the teams that have all these picks, and, you know, you're seeing their name constantly up there. So, you know, it would have been nice to have more picks, but that was the position we were in. And then obviously with making the move that we did, we felt it was worth it to get JJ. We're excited. You know, I'm sure that there's every general manager and scouting staff in the NHL right now is pretty excited about the draft that they just had, because you put a lot of work into it and then you're able to call the names that you're excited about. I mean, that's how we feel. And, you know, I challenge the staff to really dig in and to do the work and to make sure that when we're about to announce a name, that we feel that he's a Saber. And I think we accomplished that.
Hi, Kevin. It's Lance again. With JJ, you know, the landscape in hockey right now, a lot of leagues, it's uncertain when they're going to start. You know, he's going to be able to play games and probably at a very high level for a top team in Germany. Is this a guy with, based on his skill set and the experience he already has under his belt, that is it possible he could be ready, you know, maybe sooner than, you know, than some guys maybe in the second round typically are?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And, you know, we would never rush or have that expectation. He'll be ready when he is ready, but he's been playing against men that are professionals, and he's, you know, as I watched a lot of games he's played, you know, last season, and he physically handled himself really well. He went up against big, strong guys and got to the net, plays fast, competes. I mean, he's does those things that when you're at that young age and you're already getting those kind of reps in games, but not just games, but practice too. You do become physically probably, I don't know, ready is the right word, but more prepared to make the step into professional hockey in North America than maybe other kids that aren't playing at that level.
Kevin, going back to Cahoon, and you've stated that you know, you're very familiar with how, you know, the rights work and how players think. The risk, though, How do you weigh the risk of not getting a deal done and losing a youngster of that type of caliber come Friday?
Yeah, I think you understand it. You certainly don't make decisions, any small or big decision, emotionally. You make them methodically and calculated with other people. You know, you do them collaboratively. You have conversations with the coaching staff, with your hockey operations, everybody's involved in these. So, yeah, I think I understand. And I also understand that, every other team is in a similar position where you're looking at, what's going on with your roster? What are you projecting moving forward? Where are you going to be, not just this year, but next year? You're understanding, okay, how are you looking to build this? Who do you have coming up? Whose contracts may be coming up in the future that you know you're going to want to take care of as well? So those are all part of this as you make decisions. And that's, to me, the proper way, because you're not making them emotionally. You're making them with the best information you have for the right reasons.
John Vogel, again, as you mentioned, you'll sleep well tonight. Then there's not much time. Free agency is obviously Friday. Previous years, there was the benefit of having the interview period going into this. How is that different not having it again? And what do you expect your plans to be Friday?
Yeah, you're right, John. It's interesting. I don't even know what day we're in right now, but I know that day's coming fast and, for free agency. But we also knew this was coming. So we've prepared and certainly done our work with the information that we had, projecting who could be out there. And then what we'll end up doing tomorrow is we'll meet late tonight again. We'll go, we'll work hard tonight. We'll make sure we're prepared. We're set the table for tomorrow. And then once we also understand what all the other teams in the league have done and who may be out there, that is there a surprise or what types of players that we're looking for, we're going to reset our lists of thoughts and targets, and then we'll go to work. And that's how we'll prepare for the next 36 hours to be ready.
Kevin, Paul Hamilton again, WGRZ. You talked about making the trade and you moved four spots up. Obviously, you didn't think JJ would still be there if you waited. So with that being said, were you guys and your staff, were you almost shocked he was still there, considering that many felt he was going to be a first-round talent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we were trying hard yesterday to do different things and some conversations set the table, but it didn't end up playing out that we could do that last night. I think that's why I didn't sleep a lot last night, because I was thinking about Paterka and okay, how can we figure out a way to possibly get this kid? So got in the office this morning early and we just started going to work on it. So having a lot of different conversations, but yeah, I think Paul, I was surprised. He's a good player. And there's a lot of good players, you know, so as you get, I do notice as you get every pick gets later in the draft, there becomes a group of players that maybe teams are, oh, they're so close. I like this guy a little more, that guy a little more, but we felt strongly that if we were able to make the right move to move up and get him, that we were going to do it. Unfortunately, it happened.
Hey, Kevin, Mike Harrington again, something I don't think we've ever asked you. Jason Botterill was very publicly adamant that he was against buyouts. What is your philosophy on buyouts, and do you have anything potentially in the works, whether it's Carter Hutton or anybody else?
Nothing in the works, but not against them. I think it's, again, I go back to the CBA, and it's every situation's unique, and I think you keep, to me, you got to be a little bit careful of saying I'm really against this, really against that, because the situation may arise that it's best for the Buffalo Sabres and our organization. And in that situation, if we felt it was the best to make that type of decision, certainly we would go to ownership and make the recommendation and here explain this is why we would like to do it and why we think it makes sense and what we may be able to do if we do that. So that's how we would handle that conversation. But right now, not planning on that, but we'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.